episode 128, The Promise of Love.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
It's a beautiful day, is it not? Oh my goodness. Yes, guess what? We are almost to mid-May. I cannot believe how fast summer is approaching. And I'm so excited because that means I get to spend more time with my babies. I don't know about you. What's on your schedule for the summer? Are you looking forward to it? Are you beginning to kind of get that the anticipation of like, oh my gosh, it really is happening. It's happening. And you know, for me, we are celebrating. This is a great year for us. Our number two is graduating from high school. And so we will now have two in college. Am I old enough to have two in college? Oh my goodness. But I'm telling you, it is fantastic. I hope you are having an incredible week so far and that your day is just going to be full of joy. I think it's so important that we set ourselves up for that, thinking about that. When your feet hit the ground, it's like, amen, Lord, thanks for this great day. Even though maybe some gray skies out there, but you know what? You can have a beautiful day. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. I really, really am. Thank you so much for tuning in literally all the time, for downloading and subscribing, and even taking the opportunity to leave a review. That means the absolute world to me, because with the way things go with the algorithms and how it all works in podcasting world, that's what gets our podcast out there. Yes, I said our podcast. This is yours. You are part of this. You're part of the family. You have joined the revolution of saying, you know what? I want something more out of life. I want to create my now. I want to become my best selfie. And that just gives me tingles all over, because there are so many of you out there all over the world. So hello from the bottom of my heart. Mahalo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do. All right, today is all about inspiration. And sometimes I know if you're listening to these actually in order, now sometimes you don't, you kind of skip around, but if you're listening to them in order, you know that we just recorded one called Sudden Death. And it was kind of a heavy thinking one, but I really believed it to be true. So I wanted to bring something strong and powerful for the inspirational side of things today, and that is the promise of love. Did you know that love is promised to you? I mean, seriously, it is. You don't even have to earn it. Is that not like the best thing in the world? You don't even have to earn it. It's given to you. And I want you to know that when you're going through tough times, okay, and I'm being all serious here, okay, you know that I am upfront with you. I really do care about you. And so if you're going through a tough time and maybe you don't have anybody to turn to me. Feel free to write me a note. Leave me a voicemail. You know where to find me, createyournow.com. I am here for you, okay? You can come on over and join into the Create Your Now podcast private Facebook group. All you have to do is request to join. And that's just some women who have said, you know what? I'm going to be bold. I'm going to step out. Yes, because it does somewhat reveal you if you have your picture on there. However, it's just such a loving group, and you will find that strength there, the courage to continue every day, to be the best selfie. You can be the best mom, the best wife, the best friend, okay? The best of who you need to be. And that just gives me chills down my spine. It really, really does. And what's so awesome is that, you know, we all want to be loved. We desire that. I really believe that's something that is deep down within us. And in one of this devotions, I have a million of them, it seems like, but one of them I came across, it's so simplistic. You know me, I love simple. And this is actually from, It's not actually from an author. It's from Family Christian Press. And I read it, and on day 209, yes, I kind of skip around a little bit because it's not day 209, but this really spoke to me. And Eugene Peterson said this: the life of faith is a daily exploration of the constant and countless ways in which God's grace and love are experienced. I just love that. The life of faith is a daily exploration. You are on an exploration. You know, part of what we do here at Create Your Now is to train for life. And that doesn't mean that we are physically working out that type of training. It's really, truly training for life, doing everything that we're supposed to do in mind, body, and spirit. Because you want to love the journey that you're on, right? Train for life and love your journey. And the promise of love is there. You know, in Song of Solomon 2:4, his banner over me is love. Some of you, if you're old enough, that was an old song way back when. I won't sing to you right now. But it truly is, and he promises. So no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, okay, whether in your past, present, or future. Now, of course, you want to try to get better and not continue to repeat bad things, but you're never beyond the reach of God's love. I absolutely love that, literally, because it warms me. Even when I'm feeling kind of yucky, I know that I can depend upon him. Sometimes it's real easy when we're in situations, you know, it gets the best of us and we kind of feel down and out and we don't know what to do. Know that you're loved, truly, that you were created on purpose for a purpose. I really, truly believe that. It doesn't matter where you are in your religious beliefs. I believe that you were created on purpose for a purpose. And that is like, when you think about it, that's like awe-inspiring to think that you have a mission here. Maybe you already know that mission and you're living that mission, okay? Maybe you're still trying to find that mission. Wherever you are in your walk, I want you to keep going because you know what? The promise of love is so great that it's going to carry you through. It's going to carry you through the roller coaster of life, you know, when life happens. And you know, I don't know what it is, but today when I just started thinking about, gosh, what do I want to chat with the gals about? What's our time? And really it's simply that I wanted you to know that you are loved. You are loved. And I don't want you to forget that. I think with school coming to the end, to the close, whether you have little preschoolers that are like, oh, they're so excited, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have all the kids home again. What am I going to do? You know, wherever you are in that, or like for me, you know, I'm getting a graduate from high school, and I'm going to have two in college, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, only three more to go. Whoop, whoop. No, I'm not doing that exactly. Maybe just a little bit. But it is exciting because you see, for me personally, I do not look at it as as this is the end all, that a door is closed and nothing else. This is just the beginning of a new moment in life for them. And I absolutely love that. It just, it shivers me. And I just, how can you not be excited to know that you have the promise of love always in front of you? No matter what, it is so fantastic. And so when you're getting down, I want you to turn on. This is maybe one that you don't want to delete, okay? And just know that you are loved. You are so loved, and that, you know, there is nothing in this world that can hold you back. Nothing. The only thing that will hold you back is yourself. You see, the promise of love is that a strength of hope. It allows you to go from where you are to where you want to be. How cool is that, knowing that you can do absolutely anything you want to do? Nowadays, I mean, with technology, literally. I mean, the cool thing is we're sitting here chatting around the world. You're in another country listening. I'm recording this in another country. How cool is that? We are connected. And I truly believe that we are connected by a man, a God who knew all. God the Father, God the Son, Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. That we are connected as one. The promise of love is so great that you have no reason to be saddened. You have no reason to sit there and mope. You have no reason to sit there and not go out and pursue your dreams. So I ask you, What is it going to be? Are you going to go and ride on the promise of love? Are you going to go and say, you know what? There is something for me. I don't have to rely on this, or I don't have to be stuck here, or I don't have to just be okay with what I'm doing now. I can go and be more. I can be the change. I can join the revolution and become my best self and create my now. Because you are so worthy of that. You were created for a purpose, on purpose. And you have the promise of love. That road in itself is one that should carry you forever. You know, I tell you stories about my running. And last week I was running and I had my fastest mile yet. I was like, woo, this is awesome. I was under my 10-minute mark. And to me, I don't run for speed. I really just run. I kind of watch my heart rate. And I run, but every once in a while, I want to have a really good fast mile. And I have not had that fast mile since I stopped running. And that was a long time ago, many months ago, almost over a year ago. Crazy. But I just had, I mean, things came up. I had two injuries between on my legs, and I wasn't going to rush it. And I didn't. But to know that I was coming back, you see, as I would run, I would be like, Lord, carry me. He was taking me on the road, the promise of love. He carried me. He got me where I needed to be. And that's all that needed to happen. So let's go. Let's go down that road together, the promise of love. Okay? I want you to start dreaming again. I want you to say, oh my gosh, summer is here. And you know what? I haven't wasted 5-6 months already. Guess what? I am just beginning. I'm going to reawaken. I'm going to restart. I'm going to renew and rejuvenate where I am headed, because the promise of love is there for me and nothing's going to hold me back. Are you ready? Are you in? Are you all in? I'm saying, yeah, high five, man. Give me that high virtual five. I'm there with you, okay? You can do this no matter what it is, no matter how big or how small. It doesn't matter. If it's important to you, it's important to me, and it's important to God. The promise of love. He will carry you. He truly will. You have to be willing and open yourself up for that. Are you willing? I'm so excited. I think you really are. I want you to go out and I want you to have an amazing week. I want you to really think about, yes, I do have love. The promise of love exists regardless if it's here on earth or in heaven. I have the promise of love. You know, when you go through struggles and you have relationship issues or struggles with family or struggles with your children, sometimes you just feel beyond hopeless. That there's like no turning back. You know what? You don't have to feel hopeless. Why? You heard why. The promise of love. You got it. It's just whether or not are you going to accept the gift? Are you going to say yes to this? I'm all in. Thank you for the promise of love. You can go out and make the day any way you want. You can choose. You can choose to be yucky and sad and mad and mean and angry and nasty. Or you can go out and say, you know what? Because of the promise of love, I can go out and choose to smile. I can go out and be joyful. I can go out and celebrate life. I can go on my journey and I can train for life and love it along the way. You got this. I know you do. And you're going to have struggles. You're going to have setbacks once in a while where you're going 2 steps forward and you take a half a step back. That's okay. That's called life. But guess what? Together, we're better. And we're going to be here and we're going to be the change, okay? You have joined the revolution of that. You are here to create your now, and I believe in you. It's time to grab that torch and run with it, all right? You go out and you have a magnificent day. Have an incredible week, and I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.